Switching gears now, we're nearing 100 years since the Tulsa race massacre, when a violent mob laid waste to what was, at the time, the nation's most prosperous black-owned business district and residential neighborhood. Now police in Tulsa are preparing for potential violence at centennial commemoration events in the city after the Department of Homeland Security issued a warning about some threats. News Nation anchor Rutabay Shabazi joins us live from the newsroom with the latest on this story. Rutabay.
Adrian, there was a big event planned for Monday, a time to commemorate a defining moment in American race relations. Now the Department of Homeland Security is warning the day intended to heal and remember may be targeted by white supremacists. Police in Tulsa are gearing up with undercover officers and security cameras.
I want a bunch of policemen working, and my hope is that none of them have to take any action.
The Department of Homeland Security warns the commemoration event could be an attractive target for white supremacists. Agents say they haven't seen any specific credible threats, but that the current Homeland Security threat environment remains heightened. The memo also reads, quote, white supremacists historically have used simple tactics such as vehicle ramming, small arms, edged weapons, and rudimentary explosive devices to target individuals perceived as having ideologically opposing views, racial minorities, or law enforcement at mass gatherings or crowded public spaces.
What is the difference really between an angry white mob in 1921 and an angry white mob in 2021? Right, in January, which is really just time. I would take any threat, particularly one that comes from DHS, I would take that very seriously.
The Centennial Commission organized an event featuring singer John Legend and Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams, but abruptly canceled the Remember and Rise commemoration today, stopping short of saying it was because of the white supremacist threat. A statement released by the commission apologized and said, due to unexpected circumstances with entertainers and speakers, the Centennial Commission is unable to fulfill our high expectations for Monday afternoon's commemoration event and has determined not to move forward with the event at this time.
And DHS is still expecting about 15,000 people to come to Tulsa this weekend, including celebrities and prominent figures. President Biden is scheduled to visit Tuesday. Adrian?
All right. Thank you so much, Rutabay. We hope it's peaceful this weekend all around. But